Now that you've learned how to recognize ascending melodic intervals, it's time to learn to hear them descending. So the relationship is exactly the same. You're still measuring the distance, and you're still defining it by asking yourself, can the top note be found in the major scale of the bottom note? So it doesn't really matter if the bottom note comes first or second. And if it helps you to mentally turn the interval upside down to use your mnemonic device, that's fine too, whatever works for you. So I'll just play some and I'll give you the answer after a pause so you can practice hearing it and immediately get the answer. Major third. I've been working on the railroad. Perfect fourth. Away and dissonant. Distant and dissonant is the major seventh. That's a major second. And there's the minor second. Sometimes it's hard for people to hear these. The difference between the major second and the minor second. So I always say just sing down, and when you get to home, tonic, if it's taken you, if you sing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know it was a major second because between 4 and 5 is a major second. If you can go all the way down, 8, then you started with a minor second. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, because between scale degrees 7 and 8 is a half step or a minor second. Okay, here comes another one. It's a minor seventh. Perfect fifth. Major sixth. Perfect octave. Still very dissonant, but not as far away as the major seventh. It's the tritone. So you can play these on any instrument. If you play them on your guitar, of course, it will help you with your guitar. Play them and listen to them and test yourself in that way. And whenever you're playing guitar, just try to be aware of what intervals you're playing. And go to the shape of intervals sheet that I've included in your workbook and work with those. You can play them up and down. You don't even need to know the names of the notes you're playing. Just test yourself and study the intervals. Okay, so now I'm going to give you some dictation using all of the intervals, major, perfect, minor, tritone, 1 through 8. This could be ascending or descending. It's everything you've learned to now. Starting note C. G. C. E. B boy. D dog. F. Second line, F. D dog. B boy. D dog. A. E. C. Okay, third line coming up, and it starts with G. E. C. G. E flat, E flat. D dog. B boy. And we have one more line on the intervals 1 through 8, all intervals 1 through 8, ascending and descending. And this line starts with F. And here's another F. A. D dog. Another D. E. And we end with D dog. Okay, good. So now you'll want to be able to recognize harmonic intervals also. That's when the two notes are played at the same time, other than the melodic, one at a time, and harmonic. So let me just feed some of those to you and give you the answers and talk about them a little bit. Let's go through what they sound like with the major and perfect. Major second, major third, perfect fourth, perfect fifth, major sixth, major seventh, and perfect octave. So you can see it's just the same as what you did before. If you need to separate them in your mind, separate the two notes, that's fine. And the more you practice your melodic intervals, the easier this will become also. So now listen to the minor second. Very scrunchy. The minor third, which tends to have more of a major sounding quality when they're played together. And I think it's because we're used to hearing that as the top of a major chord. So the major chord, there's your major third, minor third on top. There's the major third that we already know, perfect fourth, tritone. That sound is the one that's in the dominant seventh chord, as I pointed out before. That's what causes the tension that makes the chord want to resolve, is between the third of the chord and the seventh of the chord is a tritone. Perfect fifth, that fits in nicely. Minor sixth, which is your major third turned upside down. Major sixth, minor seventh. major seventh, very strong pull up to the octave. Okay, so let me go back and talk about when I said that interval was a third turned upside down. An interval and its inversion, the numbers will add up to 9. In other words, a major second turned upside down will be a minor second. C up to D is a major second. D up to the next C is a minor seventh. So the 2 and the 7 add up to 9. The major and the minor balance each other out. So let's do another one. A major third, for instance, C up to E, inverted E up to C would be a minor sixth. The major and minor again balance one another out. The third and the sixth, 3 and 6 equals 9. What this means is maybe you hear this interval and you think it's a major third. And when you find out it's a minor sixth, you might think you're way off. But you're only off on the distance. The quality of the sound is really the same. The major third and the minor sixth. So let me play some harmonic intervals for you to recognize, and I'll just give you the answers after a pause. It's a minor third. Perfect fifth. Very dissonant and far away. It's the major seventh. Major third. Minor seventh. Very scrunchy minor second. And that's the perfect octave. If it sounds just right, it's a perfect octave. If it sounds almost just right, it's the perfect fifth. If it sounds like I've been working on the railroad, it's the perfect fourth. So you can play with those yourself and find more exercises to do and use some of the suggestions that I've made earlier to drill your harmonic intervals as well as your melodic intervals.